Are you afraid of getting hurt again, especially after a painful breakup or being in a toxic relationship with a guy that, mistreated you, abused you? I know because these questions come up so often in our community from women. How do I move on and trust without, getting hurt again? And how do I deal with the insecurity and always, me questioning reality? And now, the thing that you must know for sure is that there are no guarantees in life. That's number one. And number two, the reason we ask these kinds of questions is because we are going through pain. And of course, by now, you must have heard it, for sure that our bodies and our minds, our brains will do whatever it takes to keep us, to protect us from pain. So anytime your body or brain perceive something as a threat, as possibly bearing with it the possibility of you getting hurt, of you being in pain, your body, your mind are going to do whatever it takes to protect you from this. And by that, I mean avoiding, even if this is something that you really want to have in your life. So love, just like I mentioned, and in one of the one of our previous episodes, love is something that all of us want. We all want love in life. Even the ones who say that they don't want it, still do. But they're just like either, too embarrassed, too shy, or too afraid to admit it. But anyways, so we do want love. But at the same time, if our brains and minds and bodies perceive us getting love with us getting hurt, then guess what they're going to do? They're going to do whatever it takes to protect you and to push you away from love. And even if you get to the point where you can date or go out again, as the minute things start to get serious, you're going to find yourself backing away because you feel like, oh my God, it's getting serious now, and I don't want to get too close because if I get too close, that means the possibility is even higher that I get hurt. So let me just back up. Or even worse, sometimes, like, even if you find the great guy, and you're so in love and you're together and you feel like, oh, this is the one. Yes. And then you really don't feel that good about yourself. It gets to a point in the relationship where you start, crying your eyes out. You're just feeling terrible about yourself and about the whole situation. And you feel like every day you start to ask yourself, when is he going to break up with me? Because, I mean, seriously, why would he want to be with someone like me? With a loser, with, like someone who's not confident, who's not beautiful, who's not good enough, who's not, blah. I mean, believe me, I know how this feels because I've been through it. So you're going to get to a point where you start sabotaging the relationship because you feel like it's too much. It's something that you can't handle. You are not good enough or worthy enough to be able to have this great man as your partner. Now, this is a long list. Now, you gotta ask yourself, but there's got to be a solution. There's got to be out of this. And I'm telling you, there definitely is. There definitely is. I mean, I want you to imagine with me a road, and then a long road, and then it gets to a point where this one single road, it splits into two branches. One goes right and the other goes left. And this the point where the split roads is, this is where you can draw a circle around this. So this is when a breakup happens. So to me, a breakup resembles getting to a split road, and then you have to make up your mind. What do you want? What do you want out of this breakup? Because I know so many women who have been through a painful breakup, like heartbreaking. It was so devastating, made them question every single fiber of their own, of their presence and being. But they made up their minds, and they decided that they're going to heal. As a result, they got the beautiful life every one of us dreams of, you know, great family, but not only great family, like before even they got to the family, they started to feel good about themselves. They started to feel great about themselves again. They're so proud, so present in their own well-being, joyful, at peace, appreciative, enjoying life before even their partner showed up. Another woman took the other split road. She decided that she's going to just, you know, not heal. So guess what? The breakup became two breakups, and then three breakups, and then four breakups. Why? Because the same pattern has kept repeating over and over and over and over again. And we continue to make the same mistake if we don't sit and become intentional as of what do we want out from this moment forward. If a decision has not been made as of what specific results you're wanting out of being in this place, nothing is going to change. Because we are going to continue to be on the default mode that is driving us towards the same kind of destination that we're coming from. So our past becomes our future, and the reason is because we haven't taken the time to reflect and say, hey, I don't like this. I don't like getting hurt. I don't like getting dumped. I don't like not feeling good about myself. So I'm deciding that I no longer want this pain in my life. Therefore, I'm going to do something else, to try something different, because I really want to get the result that I'm wanting. I want to feel good about myself. I want to be at peace. You know, I don't want to live in anxiety and depression for the rest of my life. I don't want to be doubting myself or questioning myself every single time I'm with a good guy in a relationship. I want to own it. And you get to this place by taking your healing seriously, by making a decision that you're going to heal, no matter how long it takes, and no matter how difficult it's going to be, and no matter how long it's going to take you, that you're going to heal once and for all. So, all it takes from you is just commitment. Commitment, commitment. All you need to do is just to make a committed decision that you are going to heal once and for all. That's all it takes from you. Just a committed decision to heal once and for all. Just a committed decision to heal once and for all. And remember, it all comes down to you. Always remember this split road. So you either take yourself to healing, to creating what you really want out of this life, or you're going to repeat the same patterns, the things that you're afraid of. So you're going to meet the same kind of person, only a different face, a different name, but it's going to be the same feelings, the same even the same emotions, and then it's going to make you to take you to the same pain. So I really hope that you take this seriously, that you take your healing seriously, and that you invest whatever resources you need to invest to get to where you really feel good about yourself in this life. This is something that I've done years ago. It hasn't been an easy road at all, but was it worth it? 1,000,000%. 1,000,000% worth it. I wouldn't have changed anything, because It was the pain of the breakup that got me to the point where I started asking myself the questions that really matter. It got me to a place where I could no longer forget the pain that I was feeling. I could no longer lie to myself about how I was feeling about myself and my life. It got me to a point where I had to be honest with myself, showed up, and I had to be honest with myself. Open my freaking eyes and see what I did not want to see or admit before. And in this place of openness and honesty and vulnerability, this is where courage lives. This is where courage lives. True strength comes from you looking at your worst fears and your lowest points and admitting to yourself, hey, this is not going to define me. This could be something that I did in the past, but it does not mean that I'm going to do the same thing in the future. It does not make me a bad person. It does not make you a bad person just making one wrong decision. There are no wrong decisions, as a matter of fact. There are decisions that we can learn from and move on, and there are ones that are just wasted. So there are no wrong or bad decisions whatsoever. Decisions are just decisions, and that's it. Picking the wrong person does not make you a failure. Picking the wrong person means that you need to learn. There were things that you really needed to learn. And it wasn't until you were with the wrong person that you could be in the space or in the place where you can learn these things. If you were with the right person, you wouldn't have been prepared. You wouldn't have been ready to handle or to deal with the joy and the happiness and the love that this person could have offered you, because you were not ready. You did not have the skill set. You did not have the inner dialogue. You did not have the congruency of how you feel towards yourself so that you can show up to the relationship and be of value and offer your partner your full presence. You had to go through these lousy relationships until you get to a point where you say, I learned my lessons. I'm gonna do my healing. I'm gonna do the work on myself. I know who I am. I know what kind of life I want. I know what kind of relationship I want. I know what kind of partner I want. I know. And I'm going to move forward with trust and with openness and with the peace that whatever is going to happen to me from this point forward is going to serve me. Even if on the surface it may not look like that, but that's what you believe. And because you believe that, your actions and your behaviors and your feelings are on alignment with this kind of belief. So everything that happens in your life becomes a lesson for you to grow and to develop and to become, to become wiser, to become more of who you truly are, to become more of who you truly are. But all these things do not happen until you get to a point where you can make the decision to say, hey, I take my healing seriously. I take my hand seriously, and there is nobody and nothing in this life that is going to make me stop, that is going to be to make me question myself, that is going to make me go back to the place where I used to be. I really hope that you got something of value from today's episode. Make sure to subscribe and also head to Facebook to like our page. It's called Soul Searching Women. Just make sure to like our Facebook page, because this is where we're going to do a lot of trainings, lives, and we're going to have a community over there as well. So you can join the group. This is going to be a very supportive community for you, especially if you're going through a breakup. I know that going through a breakup could be one of the loneliest experiences or times that you have to go through. And you definitely don't have to go through this. And it's really important that you become a part of a bigger community that can support you and that can show up to you every day. So just take 1 minute to head to Facebook. It's called Soul Searching Women, and you're going to find the link in the description of this episode as well. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.